In Cool Beach podcast number 11, let us look at what causes global warming, aka climate change. Clean air, clean water, and clean environment are absolutely essential for the long and healthy living of all humans, animals, sea creatures, plants, and vegetation on Earth. Global warming proponents hold that humans are causing Earth to get warmer because of their habits, mostly the continued use of fossil fuels, lack of energy conservation, use and emission of several hydrocarbons, etc. They started complaining about this in the 1960s, and now they have extrapolated and added numerous items to the list of things they think cause global warming, aka climate change. For a period of time during the 70s and 80s, they were advocating frozen tundra, Arctic freeze, Earth getting considerably cooler and so on. Since it didn't happen, they abandoned it and went back to global warming. When they started, they received very little publicity and funding for research. After 60 years of non-stop brouhaha, now they probably receive trillions of dollars worth of funding and humongous publicity the world over. To keep up and get more money for the next fiscal year, they come up with more rubbish, which they have been doing very successfully for years. They started with humans and wanted us to change our habits. Now they have added cows. Next they will add all animals, birds, sea creatures, including all fish, and finally all plants and vegetation, and so forth. Animals that are herbivores include cattle, sheep, deer, rabbits, pandas, bison, buffalo, wildebeest, zebras, etc. They eat vegetation and emit greenhouse gases such as methane. That is the majority of all the animals on Earth. They all feed on grass and leaves, the most abundant vegetation on Earth. All carnivores such as the lion, tiger, wolf, etc. feed on herbivores and other animals. Carnivores will feed on vegetation only in the Lord's new kingdom. See Isaiah chapter 11 verse 7b and chapter 65 verse 25b, the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Further, it is a fact that decomposing vegetation also produces greenhouse gases. Thus, if grass grows, withers, and dies, it decomposes and produces greenhouse gases. So do leaves from plants and trees. So we will have to destroy all the grass, plants, and trees and prevent their growth. How exciting! What causes more damage to environment is from wars and bombs. They predicted more weather extremes, rising sea levels, more frequent floods, more frequent droughts, dry parched lands, and no vegetation in several areas because there was no rain in some lands for a few years and so on. Then all of a sudden, contrary to their predictions, some of those parched lands experienced decades-old record-setting rainfalls and flooding and observed all sorts of vegetation sprouting and birds and animals returning and appearing. They also found that certain parts of the earth experienced cooler climates compared to previous years, while certain areas experienced warmer temperatures compared to previous years, all to their consternation. All the global warming concept has done for the past 60 years is disruption of the economy, destruction and disposal of numerous products, machinery, manufacturing and industrial facilities, creating more waste, more materials for landfills, higher costs for products, inflation, and making our lives miserable. So after implementing several of their ridiculous demands and propositions for 60 years, they have nothing to show for it. And so they went looking for a new slogan and came up with climate change. Well, climate change is what we always had and why we have four seasons in many areas except the tropics and the poles: spring, summer, autumn, winter. Now let us look at how the earth receives all this energy. Earth receives almost all its energy daily from the sun, except for some minute amounts occasionally from earthquakes and volcanoes. It is estimated what the earth receives in one day from the sun is more than sufficient to provide all the energy, everything on earth, including humans, factories, transportation, animals, birds, creatures in the ocean, oceans, rocks, atmosphere, winds and the waves, grass, plants and trees, consumes in one year. Sun undergoes controlled thermonuclear fusion of light nuclei of hydrogen and its isotopes of deuterium, tritium into helium and other light nuclei, and other light nuclei fusing to heavier nuclei and so on at high temperatures, while releasing huge amounts of energy and creating quakes and volcanoes. Sun is filled with plasmas, which are electrically conducting high-temperature state of ionized atoms and is contained by magnetic fields and sun's gravity. Temperatures in the sun varies from around 27 million degrees at its core to 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit in the photosphere and then up to 3.5 million degree Fahrenheit in the corona. If the thermonuclear fusion going on in the sun were uncontrolled, as some people claim, the sun would have already disintegrated, splintered, exploded and split apart, and the earth would have been pulverized, charred and left frozen. If the sun continues on like this, it'll eventually transform into a gaseous planet like Jupiter, where nuclear fusion would take place at low temperatures, producing heavier elements, and finally end up a solid planet such as Mercury, Venus, Mars, etc. Even large splintered parts can end up as gaseous planets and eventually end up as solid planets. Sun transmits some of the energy it produces outwards into the Milky Way and the entire solar system, including the Earth and beyond, mostly in the form of various types of radiation, including light, and some through the plasmas it ejects outwards from the coronas. Sun is about 93 million miles from the Earth, but sunlight gets to the Earth in about 8.5 minutes. Sun spins around its equator once every 25 Earth days, but at its poles once every 35 Earth days. Sun also goes around its elliptical orbit with a wobble in the Milky Way, while the Earth spins on its axis and revolves in its elliptical orbit around the Sun. Further, every 11 years or so, the Sun's geographic poles change or swap their magnetic polarity, causing violent chaotic changes in the Sun, resulting in more energy and plasmas getting ejected. Sun's magnetic polarity is about to reverse in 3-4 months as the 11-year cycle is coming up.
Around spring of 2024,
infinitesimal or minute variations of the composition or amounts of the nuclei fusing on the Sun, as well as the behavior of the magnetic fields that control the movement of the plasmas, all contribute to the changes in the amounts of energy produced and transmitted by the Sun. As you can see, what goes on with the Sun is very complicated and violent, goes non-stop every second or 24/7, 365. Depending on the amount of energy produced and transmitted by the Sun, as well as the relative positions of the Sun and the Earth at each instant, the amount of energy the Earth receives at any instant, at any place on Earth, varies. Most of the energy the Earth receives from the Sun, as much as 99.5% of it, is reflected and radiated back out. Otherwise, we'll be pulverized and charred to death. So, if more energy comes from the Sun at any instant, more energy as a percentage will be retained on Earth, and vice versa. At any time a region receives more energy from the Sun, air there will expand, rise, and move toward cooler regions. Same with water in the oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes, etc. This creates the winds and the waves, makes our seasons, climates, and weather, and provides the energy the Earth needs and uses. Earth and its inhabitants are powerless to change any of it. Now you know that blaming climate and weather on humans, cows, grass, and trees is just plain asinine.